Nancy Ann Zimmerman genuinely loved to touch the lives of the less fortunate and everyone she met. She often hired artists and overpaid them for easy jobs. Struggling artists often sold their work to her Callis Gallery in Lawrence, Kansas. Nancy's generosity, along with her outspoken nature, helped many in the community tremendously. However, at the age of 51, her cancer finally took over, leaving a society beholden to her guidance. This is what led Roger Shimomura, a Japanese-American artist born in Seattle, to donate a painting of his to the K.U. Spencer Museum of Art called Dinner Conversation with Nancy in honor of his close friend. Shimomura seemed to create his pieces of artwork with a purpose in mind to show the racial stereotypes people can put on Asians. When growing up, he encountered many situations where he felt disrespected because of his race. As a young kid, his family was forced to live at the Minidoka Relocation Center during World War II. He often paints to make connections between American and Asian cultures and includes American comics and symbols often associated with Asians. In the acrylic painting named Dinner Conversation with Nancy, there is a Japanese woman surrounded by many different objects. The sushi and can of wasabi seem to be representing two things people associate with Japanese people. The dark-colored hands also tie in the racial stereotypes Shimomura shares in his work. There is an outline of Japan in the bottom right corner and Snow White on the left, which I think symbolizes him connecting Americans with Asian culture. The title of the painting might have something to do with the fact that Nancy would throw wonderful dinner parties for herself and her fellow artists and friends. However, that was not the original name of the piece until after Nancy passed away. When I look at Dinner Conversation with Nancy, it reminds me how sometimes when someone you love somehow stops appearing in your life, there are so many ways you want to honor them that you cannot express just through words. What does this painting remind you of? This has been Sophie Mitra with another Southwest Bulldog podcast.